Kurt in Janesville, Wisconsin, on Sirius 130. You're up next. Hi, Kurt.
Hello. As a reference, I am my family's from Canada in the 19th century, and I love Beaujolais. You know the group?
Oh, Beaujolais. Anyway,
Beaujolais.
Beaujolais. I've seen them on Austin Cajun? City Limits. Anyway, my family, my wife's family, they're all Catholic. They were baptized. They went to First Holy Communion.
Mm-hmm.
They were confirmed. And when we go to weddings, we have a great time.
Mm-hmm.
There are 30 of them. There's hundreds of others, but I'm the only one that goes to Mass on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, and they seem like they don't know that they should go.
Right.
Yes.
Is that typical?
Is that your question?
Yes.
Yes, and thanks for your call. Yeah, the Sunday, this is a recurrent point of, I won't say ignorance in a pejorative sense, but let's say nescience. People just don't know in the pews why the church has always taught that deliberately missing Mass on Sunday is a mortal sin. Now, it sounds like, oh, the worst features of religion, the Catholic Church, forcing her members to go to Sunday when, you know, maybe they're sick. Well, what's the basis for that? And how can folks like Kurt and other listeners gently remind folks, for their sake, that they have to, you know, keep attached to the branch?
Right.
Cut off from whom we can do not a little bit, but nothing.
Nothing. Amen. Yeah, Kurt, what Patrick is referring to here is our Lord's teaching. I think it's in John chapter 5, verse 15, or 15, verse 5. I might be mistaken on that, where our Lord says, you can do nothing without me. You know, I am the vine, you are the branches. Without me, you can do nothing. But in regard to, going to Mass on Sunday, well, we start in the Old Testament, and we see that the Lord gives a command to the Israelites to worship him on a particular day of the week, to set aside one day of the week to give him the honor and the worship that is due to him, not for his sake, because there's nothing that we can add to God, but for our own sake. Because in the worship of our Creator, in the worship of God, we come to experience the happiness that we're meant for, because we're getting out of ourselves rather than turning in on ourselves and focusing on the one who can ultimately give us happiness. Now, in the New Testament, we see that the early Christians began to worship the Lord in the very unique way of the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, what St. Luke calls the breaking of bread in the book of Acts, on Sunday, precisely because that was the day when our Lord rose from the dead. So the moral precept of worshiping God and ascribing a certain amount of time or a day to worship God still remains, but the disciplinary precept on which day changes from the Old Covenant to the New Covenant. Now, in order to encourage people to go to Mass, I think, Patrick, a lot has to do with coming to an understanding of what is the reality present there. You know, I know for myself, when, you know, I was not practicing my Catholic faith with conviction, it was just a ritual for me. It was just something that you go to church and
box
you do,
to tick
and that's right, and it's as boring as all get out, and I can't wait till, you know, the end of Mass so I can get out of there. But when I, personally, Kurt, when I came to understand the mystery of God's presence there at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, it revolutionized my experience of Mass. So my encouragement, my advice would be to get a hold to some good resources, possibly, at Catholic.com. We have some material present on the Mass. I know, for example, I have a CD set called The Bible Blueprint for the Mass. Ascension Press has published
Don't talk about our competition. I'm kidding.
Ascension Press has published a good product, a biblical walk through the Mass, I think, of something by Dr. Edward Sree, my former professor there at the Augustine Institute. So, Kurt, possibly you can get a hold to some of this material, and you could share it with some of your family members and friends, and with prayer and by the grace of God, they can come to an understanding of and an awareness of the reality present there at the Mass, and that could lead to a deeper experience of the Mass and thus move them and motivate them to attend Mass on Sunday.
It's also in the Catechism. It's hard to beat that. If you go to 2180, it's a subtitled in that section there under worship, the Sunday obligation, number 2180, Kurt. Now, the context, if I'm reading the tea leaves right, Kurt, is that you went to a wedding or you're going to, And all the wedding party Catholics are going to the wedding mass on Saturday thinking, well, I'm covered for Sunday. Is that it?
I think so. Yeah. I've gone to several weddings.
Yeah.
And I think that's it. I have a feeling. But they don't necessarily go to every mass every Sunday either.
Right.
Sure.
So I'm thinking that's part of it.
Is the heart of all this, Carlo, the answer to the question, how do we get lukewarm Catholics to become on fire, is to be set on fire ourselves, that they would be warmed?
Amen.
It's not about throwing books at them, right?
Right.
Although
right.
I do enjoy book throwing, sure. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, Kurt, it's just to continue being the light of Christ, to set the world afire by your witness, by your word and deed. Yep. And through your words and actions, the warmth of your love for Christ will warm others as well, and hopefully fire them up to where they will no longer be lukewarm, but they'll be a blazing for Christ.
Maybe even incinerate. No, maybe not. Just on fire is good enough. Kurt, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you, sir.